A silly story. The bank manager's boring birthday. Mr. Smallwood was a very important person. He was a smart, tidy man who believed that there was a place for everything and that everything should be in its place. Every day he put on a crisp white shirt, tied his tie with a nice tight knot, put on his smart blue suit, shined his shoes until he could see his face in them, and walked briskly across the park to the bank where he worked. He was the manager of the bank, and he managed it very well. All in all, Mr. Smallwood was a very well-respected figure. Now, as you can imagine, Mr. Smallwood didn't take very many days off, but he thought his birthday should be one of them. However, he didn't like sitting at home much, because there was nothing to do. His bed was made, his dishes were washed and dried and put away. His socks were in the drawer marked socks, and he'd read all of his books. Everything was in its place. With a sigh, he realised he missed the bank. And then the telephone rang. "Good morning," he said. "Mr. Joseph Smallwood speaking. How can I help you?" And then, "Yes, of course, certainly. I'll be along straight away." He put the telephone down and smiled, just as he thought they needed him at the bank. They couldn't manage without him. Hurriedly, Mr. Smallwood put on his shirt and tie and his neat blue suit and stepped out into the street. Not such a boring birthday after all. It was a bright, sunny morning. The birds were singing in the trees. The traffic warden was writing tickets and the cars were at a standstill. Everything was as it should be. A perfectly ordinary day. Mr. Smallwood hadn't gone far when he came across a pig. "Now that's not the right place for a pig," said Mr. Smallwood. "I should catch that animal and take it to the market." So he chased the pig into the park. But the pig had other ideas. With an excited squeal, it dashed off to hide in the rose bushes. Mr. Smallwood made a daring leap. He flew gracefully through the air and, stretching out his arms, he caught the pig, and then with a loud thump, they landed in a large, smelly heap of horse manure. "Golly," said Mr. Smallwood as he stood up. The front of his suit and his glasses were covered with horse manure, but the pig was safely in his arms. Mr. Smallwood set off rather slowly across the park in the direction of the market. Now, it may have been because he was distracted by the struggling pig, or it may have been because he couldn't see very well, but he didn't see the stack of paint cans outside the library until it was too late. Crash went the cans, and down fell Mr. Smallwood and the pig into a tide of canary yellow paint. Mr. Smallwood stood up. There was paint all over his glasses and he could see hardly anything. But he couldn't wipe his glasses because he was still trying to keep hold of the pig. He struggled on. After all, he was not a man to give up easily. He hadn't gone far along the pavement when, bump, he walked into a stand outside the florist's. Flower pots and plants tumbled to the ground, breaking into a thousand pieces that tingled around his feet, but one pot didn't break. As it fell, it turned over gracefully and landed right on top of Mr. Smallwood's head. "Gosh!" cried Mr. Smallwood, but even in the midst of this catastrophe, he still held on to the squealing pig. Staggering somewhat and a little dazed, Mr. Smallwood walked on. He hadn't gone very far when a voice cried out, "Look out!" And he walked straight into Claude, the waiter at the crepe cafe. Claude was serving pancakes and ice cream to some customers, but they didn't get them. Down went Claude, up in the air went his tray, and slap! Two pancakes landed squarely on Mr. Smallwood's shiny shoes. Always a polite man, Mr. Smallwood turned to apologise to Claude and his customers. "Sorry," he called out. But before he knew what was happening, he was falling, stumbling backwards into a hole full of muddy water on a building site. "Collie," said Mr. Smallwood, and still holding firmly onto the pig, he pulled himself out of the hole. Now perhaps it was because he was tired by now and not concentrating, or perhaps it was because he had manure and paint and mud on his glasses, but Mr. Smallwood didn't realise that he was on a building site. He also didn't realise that he was pulling himself up by a rope attached to a pile of cement bags, and the pile swayed, and the pile wobbled, and the top bag slid off and exploded majestically over Mr. Smallwood's head, covering him in a cloud of cement dust. Mr. Smallwood coughed and wheezed and spluttered as the cloud gradually cleared. The cement began to harden as it soaked into Mr. Smallwood's damp suit, and he walked away stiffly. He hadn't gone far when he heard a familiar voice, and it was calling his name. "Mr. Smallwood, there you are. We were wondering where you'd got to." It was Mrs. Tilhead, the assistant bank manager. Tired and a little shaken, Mr. Smallwood allowed himself to be led into the bank. As soon as he entered the building, a cheer went up. "Hooray!" he heard, "and happy birthday!" And someone removed his glasses and cleaned them for him, and he looked around the room. The ceiling was hung with brightly coloured streamers and balloons, and above the cash desks was a huge banner with the words, "Happy birthday, Mr. Smallwood!" And the table was bending under the weight of sandwiches and cakes. His staff had thrown a surprise birthday party for him. Mr. Smallwood was very surprised, but not as surprised as everyone else. Instead of seeing the small, dapper bank manager they expected and respected, they saw in front of them a man walking stiffly in a cement-covered suit with a flower pot on his head, pancakes draped over his shoes, smelling very strongly of horse manure, and carrying a yellow wriggling pig in his arms. "Golly!" they cried. The end.